You're listening to Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Last night's State of the Union address went by another name on Twitter, the hashtag SOTU. Senior producer Rebecca Lavoie is the voice of Word of Mouth on Twitter. And as often happens in our morning editorial meetings, she gets us excited about the advantages of witnessing big events with one eye on the TV screen and the other on the Twitterverse. We get it. There seems to be a kind of Rubicon, though, to cross between those who get Twitter and those who just don't want to bother. We asked her to help spread the love by explaining what she was doing on the site last night.
With an event like State of the Union, you know, you might be watching it alone in your living room, but on Twitter, you can be experiencing it with thousands of people. And it's your choice whether, you know, you want to join the conversation. And I didn't necessarily plan to, but it can be pretty tempting. For example, it's not necessarily my place as producer of this program to editorialize on the content of President Obama's speech. However, it's hard not to think about how we at Word of Mouth might interpret the reactions to it, or even the aesthetics of it, if we were on the air at that moment. Take that shot of the president flanked by Joe Biden and John Boehner. Yes, it looked a little like the vice president and the House Speaker did perhaps coordinate their outfits, but I was also prompted to tweet this. I wonder if Crayola is adjusting their flesh-colored crayon as they watch this. And I wasn't the only one who had that thought. In fact, the tweeter for Vanity Fair seemed to only be focusing on the look of SOTU, too, tweeting, "So embarrassing. All the Supreme Court justices are wearing the same thing." That's not even starting to mention the other big fashion item of the night, Hillary's sparkly headband. You want to see some interesting tweets? Just search Hillary's sparkly headband.
Of course, Twitter showed no shortage of acute political observations and thoughtful commentary throughout the evening, something Rebecca told us added depth and context to the president's speech and prompted some unexpected tweets from familiar voices.
One of the fun things about being on Twitter during SOTU, or really any big event, is that everyone is paying really close attention to something they might not otherwise have paid attention to in real time. You saw conservatives reacting positively and surprisingly to certain remarks Obama made and then fact-checking others, like right on the spot. One of the most moving moments of the night was the president's embrace of Gabby Giffords on his way into the chamber. And later in the night, it inspired some really interesting commentary. Peter Sagal, host of NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, for example, said this, which I've edited just a little bit. "As someone with an incident of brain trauma in my family, it breaks my heart to see Gabby Giffords. So relieved she's done so well, but there was no way she was going to be able to come back to Congress. And it always bothered me how many people either didn't know that or pretended it wasn't true. It's not like the movies. You don't end up laughing back in the office as the credits roll." Now, if I wasn't on Twitter, I would have missed that. And needless to say, his take inspired a whole new conversation that we wouldn't have had otherwise.
Word of Mouth senior producer and Twitter evangelist Rebecca Lavoie there. You can catch up on what she tweeted about SOTU by following our handle. That's at Word of Mouth. And while you're logged on, send us some of your favorite tweets from last night. And if you still don't get Twitter, or why anyone would want to keep an eye on it, we'd love to hear your thoughts on that, too. Join our conversation on Facebook. Our page is Word of Mouth Radio.